OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show. Get the full show straight to your phone by subscribing to the OTB AM podcast wherever you get yours. The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
All right, the latest iteration of Manchester United against Liverpool takes place this weekend. It's the FA Cup, of course. It's Sunday, it's 5 o'clock. It's Old Trafford this time, and I'm delighted to say that we're joined on the line by two of the country's top radio hosts, top radio presenters, Dave Moore from Today FM, Graham O'Toole from Spin 103.8, but more importantly, representing and very clearly representing your opposing camps here. Good morning to you, gents.
Good morning, lads. How are things?
Flying, thanks. And thanks, William, for jumping on and chatting to us. It's such a great time to be talking about this as a rivalry. It probably didn't disappear as a competitive rivalry over the last number of years. But, Dave, we've been joking for the last number of weeks about United's potential title challenge here. But it looks like it actually might be a legitimate thing now.
I suppose I'm probably sitting a little bit in Ole's camp and trying to play down this, because obviously it's been a long time since title challenge and Manchester United have been in the same sentence. But look, it's exactly 19 games, exactly halfway through. Okay, arguably City have played 18 games, Aston Villa have played 70 or whatever. But look, with 19 games played for United, we're currently top of the league. It's been a while. It feels nice. I suppose I'm not carried away. I do think there are plenty of losses in this team. I do think there are plenty of disappointing performances to come. But maybe that's just why I'm not the manager and Ole is.
Yeah, he certainly has them humming along nicely. But conversely, Graham, Liverpool's title challenge, everybody's not exactly sure where they're at. Is this an existential thing or a bit of a bumpy patch?
It wasn't supposed to be like this. You know, I've grew up in the 90s, right, to listen to Man United fans my whole life, like screaming at me, then I had to go to the Chelsea generation, then I had to go to the Manchester City generation. And this was supposed to be our decade. This is when we were supposed to take over and win left, right and centre. And having all these losses, I almost forgot what it's like to lose, which is a really weird thing to say. And I kind of let myself down over the Christmas period because I'm so used to failure as a Liverpool fan. Like, I was in the stadium in 2014 when we beat Manchester City and we were screaming, we're going to win the league, we're going to win the league. And then we were let down. So since then, I wouldn't say I've been pessimistic about everything, but even when they won the Champions League, didn't get too excited. Won the Premier League, I was like, let's not get too excited here. On Christmas, when I went home to all my Man United fans, I said, mark it down, we're going to win the league this year. This is it. And they were like, I'm not usually like this, Graham. I said, it doesn't matter. We've had Van Dijk out injured. Alisson's been injured. Thiago's been injured. And we're still top of the league. And then we played Newcastle the next game. And then we all know what's happened since. So I feel a bit let down and embarrassed really right now.
There's a very grim spectrum here of possible outcomes for Liverpool fans. But the one thing struck me this week, Graham, is that you might have gone into a global pandemic with Liverpool not having quite won the Premier League. You might come out of the global pandemic and Manchester United might be Premier League champions. You will have been locked into the duration of Liverpool's glory years.
I will never have got to the stadium to see them lift the trophy or go over to Liverpool and do this magic parade that Jurgen Klopp keeps promising us that we are going to get when things turn back to normal. But I can't imagine us lifting a replica around the streets of Liverpool when Manchester United are actually the Premier League champions. It actually pains me to say that now, considering they weren't even in our rearview mirror a few weeks ago. And now they're top. What's going on?
You could do like a joint parade, just, right?
That'd be down the East Lancs Road. Everyone would love that. Just one thing, Owen, just to pick up, sorry. You said Liverpool's glory years, that Graham, look, it's a glory year.
Give us the Champions League as well. Come on.
You know what?
Some cup competition, Graham.
I was going to ask both if this was the rivalry that you both most enjoy and enjoy killing each other in, but I think that question is evidence of that pretty clearly.
No, absolutely. Look, this is honestly, and I love people like Graham, all joking aside, I do love him as a man, but also as a Liverpool fan, because he isn't somebody who, you know, with LFC in their Twitter bio, you almost automatically know you're about to get some kind of dog's abuse. But I can have a proper football conversation with Graham. I hope you can have the same one with me. And there are other people in my life like that who are Liverpool fans who you can talk about this stuff properly. There are also Liverpool fans in my life with whom you can't, and it's just nothing but bile and blind hatred. And
whereas most United fans are perfectly reasonable, Dave. Is that the point? Is that the extent?
Yeah, 100%. As you know, Adrian.
I will say the United fans I know now are keeping it very quiet. I think they all know that it's probably City's now to lose at this stage. And this is how bad it's got now. A little bit of me during the week when Silva scored that goal against Villa was kind of like,
welcome to my world. That's all I wanted for 2 years was like, come on, City, beat Liverpool.
That's a little confidence I have in Liverpool getting back to winning ways again.
Well, maybe I can help you, Graham, right? Because I've been thinking about this, okay? Yes, Liverpool have fallen back, right? And Manchester United have come forward, right? But it's like you've fallen back from, what, 196 points in two seasons. Like, numbers that no one has seen. There's no doubt there was always going to be a drop-off. The question is, were Man City going to drop off? Or was another team, Spurs under Mourinho, were they going to come up and start achieving, you know, 97, 98 points a season? No. Like, the league, yes, you've come down, but you've come down from where you were. And I think you're still absolutely in the title race, as are a lot of us. For some reason, Aston Villa are in the title race, and so are Wolves and everyone else. But the point is that, like, Liverpool under Klopp have found a way to be within touching distance of the top of the Premier League without Virgil van Dijk, which we all, as Man United fans, I'd never wish ill on a footballer, but we're going, if only that fella just break his leg. And then, thank you, Jordan Pickford. But you know, okay, it's been a bad run since whatever it was, the Newcastle game. But that's all it is. And
like, you think? Would you go with that, Graham? Because somebody talking during the week about, I can't remember who it was, one former Liverpool player saying that teams have now figured them out.
That's the thing. That's what I fear. You see, the teams, especially in the lower half, well, do you know what? Teams bar Manchester City now, that they come to play Liverpool and they play five at the back and they put everyone behind the ball and they close down the wing backs, Arnold and Robertson, because they're our main source of goals as well. And it just, there seems to be no space and the play is so slow. And when you lose your two defenders and then your two best performing midfielders from last year are now playing as your defenders. And then against Manchester United, we had two midfielders then starting that hadn't started a game in months. You lose this rhythm and the balance is completely gone. And Henderson at the back just is not working. And we've known that Gomez and Van Dijk and Matip is made out of complete glass, that they're not going to be playing this season. So why on the 1st of January wasn't there a centre-back lined up? And I'm not looking for big money signings like two of the lads from Leipzig that we've been constantly linked with. Just somebody to bring in, even on loan to the end of the season. I understand there's a pandemic and the money isn't there, but my God, just not having that defence at the back or even one extra defender, we can't keep going playing Henderson and Fabinho in the back. The balance is just completely gone.
I agree with you, Graham, but I've also been a Manchester United supporter long enough to remember when we played Darren Fletcher and Michael Carrick at centre-half and played Raphael in central midfield. So, you know, you have to make do and get through these
John O'Shea goals.
John O'Shea goals, yeah. Rio and goals as well. But yeah, look, I think if I can bring it back to United for a second, I think what's impressed me most about this is Solskjaer. And there's no doubt, as a United fan, I see tactical naivety, and I see what really frustrates me is a lack of willingness to change the approach. If something isn't working after 65 minutes, 70 minutes, and there's some substitutions in the 75th, 70th, or 80th minute, it's like for like. So the system stays the same. That frustrates me a lot. But his man management and his signings have worked so well this season. So Telles comes in, puts pressure on Luke Shaw. All of a sudden, Luke Shaw's playing the season of his life. Aaron Wan-Bissaka really needs a right back to come in and knock on his door. Cavani, obviously, like, we all knew he was a world-class striker, but people went, ooh, he's a bit old, whatever. He's not. He's the same age as Jamie Vardy, who's consistently banging in goals. Cavani can do this, but he can also show Rashford, Martial, Greenwood, what they need to do to become a striker like him. Pogba is a perfect example of man management. His agent comes out, says this, like, you know, does his usual, throws a bomb, you know, Mourinho bomb into the situation. And then Ole manages him back from COVID, back from these comments, says the right things, obviously does the right things because he's still there. He hasn't downed tools and he's playing out of his skin. And I don't know. I just think the way he's doing things apart from the he's a club legend and I love him and I just don't want to see Man United sack of managers anymore, he's actually practically really doing things and making the team better. And I'm interested to see now the Bruno situation, most important player without doubt in the last 12 months, arguably in world football, but certainly this in Manchester United, that he's having a little bit of a wobble. How does he manage that? He keeps taking him off in the 90th minute or whatever. You can see Bruno doesn't want to come off. But, you know, does he need a rest? And are there enough players in the Man United ranks to fill what Bruno brings to the table?
So what's going to happen on Sunday, Graham?
We have to win. I know it's only the FA Cup, but I think for momentum and just for the confidence within the team, because it's like it's a cup draw. It's not going to go to replay. There will be a winner after extra time and penalties. And if we lose against Manchester United and continue this room, I think it'll have detrimental effects. So I think he'll actually go strong on Sunday. I think he'll definitely play Salah and Mane, because if you played them against Aston Villa under-17s, he'd probably play them against Manchester United. I actually think it'll go to extra time, because it's just the way things are going right now. But I hope, beyond hope, that we will beat Manchester United in extra time.
Dave, you must be confident after last weekend.
Well, if you give me the choice between the two games, I'd happily get knocked out of the FA Cup and beat Liverpool in the league and get a 6-point gap. Like, you know, at any time I'd take that. But, like, there's no doubt, it's the biggest game of the season, no matter what competition you play Liverpool in. It's not a game I've ever gone into with confidence. And yes, I think arguably the two big chances fell to Bruno and Pogba on the weekend. Do I think, man for man, we can take Liverpool now at this moment in time? Yes, but as Graham says, it's a cup game that's probably going to go to extra time. I still can't see there being anything given away at the back from either side. I think Fabinho and Henderson. Yeah, but I saw you guys against whatever it was, Rashford, Martial, Cavani, Bruno. And the lads, yeah, but they didn't get the chance.
Will he play Henderson and Fabinho in centre-back with Tottenham on the horizon? Like, I think he'll go strong in the top, but I think because we're so stretched at the back, he'll have to put in the likes of Nat Phillips or Reece Williams. That's my issue. I think that's where, if we are to lose it, that's where we could lose it in defence. Mm-hmm.
I think my fear is that United get complacent about, oh, sure, we can handle Salah and Mane and Firmino now. It's easy. We did it on Saturday. And then those three can be so devastating. You know, if Thiago does what he did for 25 minutes, if he does that for 35 minutes before he tires, I think then Liverpool will score. So you're right. I think lineups are going to have a big effect on the outcome on the weekend.
All right. Well, we're not going to insult either of you by asking for your predictions. I think we can all assume we are loyalty is live the weekend. Lads, an absolute pleasure catching up with you. Graham and Nathan, you can check out weekday morning, 7 o'clock. 7 a.m. on Spain and Dermot. Dave, of course, on Today FM, 9 to 12. Lads, best of luck at the weekend. Thanks a million.
Cheers, lads. Before I go, I want to show you my custom shoes.
Yeah. I'm looking around to see if I have anything to match, but no, unfortunately.
Oh, I've got zebra kit.
My zebra kit.
Sorry, Graham. That's
got everything.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network, with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural, protein-powered chicken bites.